Hello, hello everyone. Thank you so much for coming. I'm glad that you can make it out here. I see the recruitment tactics have gone well. Our numbers have more than doubled in the past week.
Yeah, let's get a round of applause going for that. Y'all have been doing amazing. We've been hitting our numbers. We're actually looking to expand into Folsom, the Castro District SF territory right now. So, you know, things are going really great. We're going to discuss mostly about how we're going to get more pauper addicts.
So this presentation will be centered mostly around recruitment strategies. If you're new, I urge you to stick around. But if you're a returning member, we've got a dark room in the back. Feel free to help you out to the pauper bar. So let's get started. And I see a lot of new faces in the audience. So let me just say the pauper beta army has been established since the 1980s. Mostly along the East Coast. We just finally came over to the West Coast. And, you know, we've been doing really well. Old recruitment tactics were a little bit crude, I'll just say. A lot of following guys into the bathroom and forcing them to huff poppers. A lot of sort of forced transformations. But listen, these days, we're more of a modern organization. You know, there's a time and place for that. There were a lot of guys who are here right now who were forced into their pauper addiction, and that's completely fine. That's completely valid. You know, I myself went out to a glory hole, and the guy who recruited me was on the other side, and he just handed me a bottle of poppers, and then next thing I know, I'm attending one of these meetings. I'm getting a lot of masturbation done, and then suddenly, I'm in charge of everything. So, you know, like, we do believe in upward mobility in the pauper beta army. You know, you can rise through the ranks. Make sure you hit your certain amount of hours a day. You know, we just are more of a group that holds other men accountable for sticking to their pauper addiction and getting addicted to paupers in the first place. And yeah, so I do highly recommend, just to make sure that, you know, we don't have any people relapsing back to their normal lives, look to the guy on your right, look to the guy on your left, get their numbers, you know, hold them accountable, Skype them, Zoom call them, anything you need to do, make sure that they're getting their daily dose of poppers. And the Pauper Beta Army is a modern organization too. You know, we do force conversions on people who need them. You know, we'll force a bottle up in your nose or in your mouth, wherever you want. And you know, and they'll be happy with it. They'll be happy that they decided to make the jump and join. But as a modern company, we need to increase our tactics. We need to increase our recruitment potential. So that means we have been using the internet, we have been using mobile apps, as well as older recruitment tactics. So I'm just going to start with the old and then we'll go with the new. How's that sound? Okay, great. The oldest tactic that the Pauper Beta Army has had is, of course, the door-to-door tactic. You know, just go knocking on every single door. If you find an adult man who happens to just be alone, who happens to live alone, or has other adult men as roommates, you know, that's a prime target. I'd say the fastest way to recruit is apartment complexes. You have a lot of single men looking for pleasure, looking for some distractions from their day-to-day lives. You know, that's the perfect person. You just go up. Of course, you're going to have to be fully clothed if you're doing door-to-door. You have to go up, knock on the door, and then proceed to ask them, like, hey, have you ever tried these things called poppers? Have you ever tried to huff these things? And, you know, if they say no, if they try to close the door on you, you know, try again later. Maybe they'll be more receptive. But, you know, if they let you inside, just feel free to bring it up. Feel free to bring up organizations that you've been with, maybe try to make friends with them, and then, you know, just slowly introduce poppers. Just ask them if they know what amyl nitrates are, maybe like bring up chemistry or something like that, bring up any drug use, alcohol use in the past, just, you know, bring up poppers. Just in every conversation, just direct it back to poppers. Like, for example, if they're talking about their day, I'll just say, hey,
I just bought some poppers down the corner. You ever try them? And see, there you go. Now the topic is back on poppers. And, you know, that's one tactic that we use mainly with people who are very sociable. And, of course, I feel the need to mention that, you know, these poppers are supplied to us by an adult store that we work with. You know, we help to keep them in business, keep them afloat. The more popper addicts there are equals more porn addicts. So it's a win-win scenario. That being said, I recommend to keep at least 6 bottles on you during that time, just in case you want to implement a triple barrel sort of recruitment strategy. You know, 2 in each nose, 1 in the mouth. That gets them hooked like real quick. And you know, when they're highly suggestible by poppers, you want to maybe push our mobile app on them, because you know we have a delivery service too now, where we can give them poppers much more readily available. Of course, that's where we really get them hooked, because we can also deliver porn mags, DVDs, anything that they need, you know, hard drives, browser extensions, all that stuff. We have it all. So, you know, get them to download that app, because that's where most of our revenue is generated. But that being said, if you are put on delivery duty, the uniform is completely nude. I just want to put that out there. You will have to have your head shaved too. And you know, if you are a high performer, good seller, and everything like that, good at recruitment, you get to keep your pubes, which is totally up to you at that point. But if you are placed on that duty and you're underperforming, the body hair has to go. It's just a rule that we've always implemented just to give you more of an incentive to sell more. With that being said, like, yes, you will have to drive around nude with poppers, with weed, with porn in the backseat. Your clothes will have to be left here just to make sure that you're on the job, on the task, because we really need to get all of SF converted by the end of 2030. Because, you know, we need to get to more and more cities. We need to convert more and more guys into popper baiter addicts. We need to get them staying at home. You know, just if you can't convert a guy on the first go, come back around when you have more guys that can help you. You know, even if you have to resort to our older recruitment methods of tying him down and forcing him to huff. You know, I hate to do it, but some guys need that. And some guys enjoy it, so don't feel too bad. But that being said, we do have a cyclist division. You know, if you want to deliver smaller amounts and you just want to ride around naked, maybe if you're more of an exhibitionist, this might be the job for you. And of course, during pride parades, all the members have to appear. You know, you can go out and have fun, but, you know, I need you by that tent completely naked, passing out pamphlets. Don't worry what's on the pamphlets. It's just some really hardcore pornography, a lot of goon captions. You know, if we can't get the poppers into their system, we can just plant that idea of them doing poppers in the near future. And, you know, that's what it's all about. We're suggesting to them, maybe you should do poppers. And, you know, we want body types of all sizes. So one tactic that a lot of jock baiters should think about implementing is going to their gym buddies and recommending poppers as a way to help with their soreness after a workout when they're all by themselves. And for the gainer baiters out there, we definitely want them to bring it up with their buffet buddies. You know, maybe say huffing poppers helps with your appetite. You know, just think of ways to really implement poppers into their daily lives. That way we'll get them addicted, and I'm pretty sure this is how a lot of you ended up here right now. We also do have a digital division here too, if you all are interested in that. It involves getting a Baitworld account, finding all the popper baiters you can. Maybe you'll connect with other popper addicts in other chapters. And then after that, you know, you'll spend the rest of your day camming, sort of sampling whatever type of poppers you like. If you start an OnlyFans or any account, make sure to plug the Popper Baiter Army on all your socials. Make sure that percentage of the proceeds go right to the Popper Baiter Army, just so that we can continue our domination of the world.
But enough of all that. I think it's time that all of us, new or old, we just go join the dark room. Let's do it. Let's all popper bait right now. Get your popper bottles out right now. Okay, unscrew it and just on three. 1, 2, 3. There we go. Yes. Yes. I have a feeling it's going to be a very productive year. Thank you so much for coming. Ah, fuck.